Erebu derech chalon. So they had an access point, and so till now we've been dealing with an example where there was some separation. The separation opened on Shabbos. Here we're dealing with the opposite. There was some connection, and the connection closed on Shabbos. So Erebu derech chalon passed the Shabbos. There was a doorway or there was a window which was met the halacha criteria to allow them to marry together. V'nisim b'Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, it was closed. Mishmar says, for example, the wall collapsed and blocked the access. So the halacha is they're allowed to continue to carry from one side to the other. Now you're going to ask me a practical question. How are they going to do that now that the access point has been closed? So they can do it over the wall, or through the holes in the wall. Right? So they can continue to pass things from one side to the other. Okay. So even though had this been true at the beginning of Shabbos, they could not be ma'arav as one because there's no valid halachic access. But since the beginning of Shabbos, they were ma'arav together. They don't lose that because it was hutta at the beginning of the Shabbos. It's hutta the kol Shabbos. Okay, now what about filo im erav l'shana? They made the rubik hatzeres that it should last for multiple weeks, like we do. We do it once a year. And when it's a pesach b'chol, and then during the weekday, something happens, and the Pesach was blocked. So now, you can't argue once it was Hutter. In the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't Hutter. Okay? V'niftach b'Shabbos. So, if it's Niftach before Shabbos, they're mortar together, and Shabbos begins, there's an access, so that's great. But here, they are mortar together, but there's no access in the beginning of Shabbos. So it comes along, the Mechaber says that if in the middle of Shabbos it was Niftach, since when they put it up, the Chalchila, for all the Shabbos, there wasn't a Pesach, and therefore it was a valid act of marrying them together. And then it becomes open on Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. Choso erev l'heteroi. I skipped the Ramah. The Ramah answers, I feel the soma b'mezah. Not only in a case where they were so, it happened, but then they intentionally closed it. So maybe you could argue that if they intentionally closed it, they're basically backing off from this connection that they made. They're intentionally backing off. And if that's true, that they're intentionally backing off, maybe you cannot reinstate it in the middle of Shabbos. You want to reinstate it before Shabbos. You want to open it up and make a new decision. Fine. But over here, the middle of Shabbos, it should work. Maybe it can't work. No, even that could work. Okay. Chazer Erev L'Teiroi. The Erev goes back to allowing the two sides to transfer one from the other. Has a sheet of the Mechaber. The Mishnah is going to bring many according to disagree with this. La Rambam. The Rambam is going back on the case of the first case. It was Nistam and Shabbos. So the Mechaber said that that you're allowed to continue to be Mishnah between the two sides, even though there's no Pesach, passing it over the top of the wall or through the Chur. The Rambam disagrees. Okay. A mitzvah to ella kol achas la'atzma, av mizoy l'zoy lo. Even though there's only one erev, and even though the erev is in chatzah number one, in chatzah number two, the erev with an erev that they cannot access, and they're not allowed to access. So we should argue if that's true, that they should now become, they have no Eruv. They have no, because the word with which they cannot access, that's not called an Eruv. So they should not be allowed to carry in their chotzer. The Rambam that said since the beginning of Shabbos, it was hutter, that much they'll retain, they're allowed to carry in their own chotzer, but they cannot carry from their chotzer back to the other chotzer. There was two chatzeris, and they had a doorway in between. And they were ma'arav together. The area was placed in chatzer number one. Middle of Shabbos, the wall collapsed. The access point is no longer open. So Machaber said that they can still continue. The two sides can continue to be pass things from one to the other. Because they're warped together. There's no access. You don't want to be married together. There's an access. The beginning of Shabbos, there was access. So you don't lose that status of your. Rambam comes along and says, well, you lose it partially. What does that mean? You lose it partially. That they can no longer carry from one side to the other. Okay. So Bishlam of the Arab is in Chatzar A. You know, they're no longer connected to Chatzar B, but they're more of amongst each other with an Erev in their Chatzar. But the people who live in Chatzar B, they don't have an Erev. Their Erev is in a Chatzar A, which they cannot access. They're not allowed to access. Normally, they would invalidate the Erev. Since the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was in place, they're allowed to continue to carry within their own Chatzar. But they cannot transfer things from one Chatzar to the other. That's what Rambam understands the law. So that is a level of chumrah over here, which the Mechaber is not saying, and he's creating in Suara, to make it difficult, a little more difficult to understand why Chazal allowed this. According to the Shulchan Aruch, they can carry from one chatzah to the other. According to the Rambam, they cannot. They cannot carry from one to the other. Is that the Mishnah Berurah? Minis and B'Shabbos, Aleph, Kohen Shenofel, Mepalas, Kenegdoi. The wall collapsed right in front of this access, so there's no way to get through. Mitarim Lishtamish, Mizalas, B'Shabbos. They're allowed to continue to, according to the Mechaber, allowed to continue to transfer from one side to the other. That Shabbos alone. Now it's not much of the next Shabbos, which at the beginning of Shabbos there was no access. But this Shabbos they can continue. According to the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, if they're allowing that, they're allowing each culture to carry within themselves. Over the wall and through the holes. So the holes which you're telling me there exist are not large enough to create a the size of a chalon. So there's no way to marry together. For this Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter, it remains in place. Let's say the case there are Marav B'chol HaShana, and then it was Nistam, and then it was Niftach B'Shabbos. But so let me boy, Im Niftach Kadam B'Shabbos V'Vadai Havi Erev. So if they were able to dig through the rubble and open up the path before Shabbos, so the access point is available. So there's a good passage between the two sides. So the error which they made that it should last all the Shabbos of the year works. The basic is a Shabbos. So that's for sure true. The chiddush over here is even the case would open elafilu im niftach b'Shabbos gufa. It only became cleared on Shabbos. Komacham kiman shebe eis silachar. We should argue being on Shabbos they were not connected, so it's no good. Komacham kiman shebe eis hanachas erev sheiniach l'kam Shabbos is elushana. When they made the erev which was supposed to last a period of time, there was a door. From the Arab there was mechal between the two sides. Even though now in this Shabbos it was closed, therefore the Arab was ineffective. But the Arab, the era between the two sides isn't batal. Therefore, if it's going to be the access is going to be provided, they're more together. Sabir Alachon will give us a version of this. So we made an Erev between all the members of the city. Ginnin Shabbos, the Torah of Pesach was torn down. So you can't carry. That also means that, you know, what do you mean you're more up together? How you're more up together? Now they fixed the Torah of Pesach on Shabbos. So now we didn't lose the fact that we've combined. Just it was ineffective because we didn't have a way to use it. So you can't combine together unless there's an access point. When they made the Erev, there was an access point, so the Erev was effective. So we are now one big happy family. Practically, we cannot use that because we can't access each side. Therefore, I cannot use that Erev. But that doesn't mean that when we solve the problem, I need to do a new Erev. The Erev is still in effect. That's what he's being mechadash over here. Correct.
And the case where the Erev fell down, where the source of Pesach fell down, is that also only if it was a previous Shabbos, or was it automatically?
I think it would be true. It had to have been effective at one point in time.
Uh-huh.
In other words, if the first Shabbos they made the Ruvah Chatzer is they ended up not having an Eruv. So the moment that the Erev takes effect, is not when you do it on the weekdays, it's the beginning of Shabbos.
Right.
And it wasn't effective because there was we were not being married all you people together.
Right.
Now, I mean, it could be relevant if it's semi-effective. You know, if you argue people in the high-risers, for them it worked. So it was effective for them, even though there's no Erev around the city, but within those buildings, they all became one family. As long the problem you have is whether they have to have an access, they have to be the Erev has to be accessible. So if there's nobody, had the Erev been in that building, so then it would be chal for them. And Mimela, after Shabbos, it'll take effect for everybody. You know, when the thing gets fixed, they don't have to do no Erev. But if there's Erev sitting in the shul, there's no way to get from the shul to there, then it wouldn't be affected. Hey, I feel some of them amazed. Hanab Kavana. Amazed over here doesn't mean there was a veira involved. It means intentionally. Okay, so that's the seat of the Shulchan Aruch. Vida, the Magen Roma, Kamar Karenim, seat of the Esser Bezek, Shachos, and Nifti B'Shabbos. If it's fixed on Shabbos, they're not going to be made. The Kivin Shasos, and Mepesa, Shabbain, Shteach, and Teres, Bemezid. In a case where he did it intentionally, how we can beat the Erev B'Yadayim, it's like you're saying you're backing out of the Erev. Regoli died, they shan't have it's B'Erev. You can't Kivin, Shabbain, Mishmosh, Shuz, Man, Chaloy, Se Erev, Hoy, Yadayim, Sosim. So that when it's reopened on this Shabbos, it's not going to work. The ownership wasn't removed. Everybody owns the right to that pass, but you intentionally said you don't want to join together as a unit. Well, the fact that you reopened it before Shabbos would solve that problem, but on Shabbos is not going to solve that problem. Like this Magen Avraham, that's a case where he was mevalta b'yadayim. So this is all arguing because he's indicating by closing it that he doesn't want to be more with the other side. But if that wasn't the point, the point was to do it for a short period of time, and then reopen it, mistabra to mutter av kashachos and it's a. So then already these achronim would agree to the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam Vav Koyer Reisha Siv. He's going back in the first case. Hechosh Anistim Apesa B'Shabbos. So we said over there, if the beginning of Shabbos it was in place and it was only the wall only collapsed and blocked the access on Shabbos. So the day Rishon Mutter the Hishtamish Mizodu Zederachar, and they're allowed to continue. The two sides are allowed to continue to access each other, even though there's no access point. So they'll go through the chorin or over the top of the wall, etc. The Rama says, "No, the day Kron the Rama and Mutter El Rak El Kol Chotzer La Atzer each Chotzer and its own can carry." For Musa, when the Kiddush is, Phil Oyster Chotzer Shein Ha'iruv Munach B'Soicha Mutaris. So that's quite a Kiddush. To record the Rama, you're saying that the two sides are not morphed together anymore; they cannot carry from one to the other. But the Maisa, the people on in the Chotzer number two can continue to carry in Chotzer number two based on the air, which is the Chotzer number one, which they cannot access. Now, Zakta Meshavura, that but according even according to the Rambam, if now on Shabbos it was reopened, so that according to the Shulchan Aruch, for sure that'd be true. Even according to the Rambam, it does revert back. So he's clearly saying we're relying on the fact that these people have joined together. The fact that they don't have access to their Arab doesn't bother us. They have ownership, and then when they did this ownership in a place where they can't access it, it was accessible. So therefore, that was a valid act of ownership. So these people in this chutz are more together. They're a lot of carry. So now that it's niftach, so there's no reason why they can't carry from one to the other. The inalacha ha'ikra kesuara rishayna, okay, kosto akani. Okay, that. The third of the Bir Lacha on the page. The first Torah holds that they continue to carry from one side to the next, even though there's no access point. Okay. So this halacha of they were saying in the case it was nistam, the pesach b'chol and nifta b'shabbos, so you're allowed the erev goes back l'teira. So it could be other reasons why the erev became ineffective, and then if it gets fixed, the erev b'chateris is back in place. For example, gershin is kalkol haturis a pesach shabim mavi. They're using the shituve mavuos tiamat carrying in the chaseris, and now the shita was not effective because the rusuras abaza fell down, so you can't carry in the chotzer. But im chazav niskan the tzurta pesa b'shabbos ayirei akum b'kadayim after ben shmoshes hoye porit zedayim kamalkum kish chazav niskan b'shabbos choyze rubi chetzeris the makaymoi kish rubi chetzeris nasa mitzila lechalasha. Okay, so that's what. So we made the eruv for the whole year. So I've intentionally decided that I want to be have an ownership together with the other people together with this. All of the years, all of the months, all the Shabbos of the year. So that's not on. That doesn't come bottle. Just I cannot use it practically because the Maisa there's something which is not allowing me to use it. Once that impediment is removed, so I go back to the. We are more together. That's what the Shita holds. Now, so the Mishnah, even though Vavshi is a chalak tzas, I could argue that this is not exactly the same. The after the machitza is gar tvei, but if it's a machitza is gar tvei, well, yel b'zeh ma'ash e'er v'chol ha'shana. The scenario over here wasn't that there was no machitzas; it was just we're lacking an access point. That's clearly not as dire of an issue of lacking the machitzas. We could have argued like that. Come welcome. Just tzchak yesh l'hakol gam b'zeh. Chem yisim b'nish v'sadam klal yim b'yishim ekel b'zeh. Okay, Masha Masada Shom Lahaka, but the Shazadim goes a step further, which Mishmur is not going to like. Avkashirib the Shabbos Akas, Banashim Boy Dioim, these calculators of Pesach, you made it for one Shabbos. So it means it wasn't in effect from prior. And the Tzurz HaPesach broke before Shabbos. And then it was fixed on Shabbos. The Rebbe Chazer is lo chal klal ibn Shmosh. So that scenario, the first Shabbos, it was only one Shabbos. Or this would be the first Shabbos, be the same thing. And there was no Rebbe Chazer in the beginning because the Tzurz HaPesach was missing. He's makel even so. Once it's going to Shabbos, it's okay. Is that the Mishnah Berurah? The Berurah Loch. I'm not convinced about that. To keep in the oisir and malkam regilim last the source of tamid. Can oimedly talke. He argues that that's what they always do. And therefore, since that's what's going to happen, it's not considered the act of being misarav together was in effect because it's oimed to get a tikkun. I disagree. So that's the Chayyadim's Kiddush. That and the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if at the beginning of the first Shabbos it wasn't a chal at all, that did argument to say, well, since the nature, in other words, why wasn't a chal? Because what do you mean you joined together? You can't, you clearly they're not joined together because you have no way to access each other. Because being a Shabbos, there was no access. And that comes the Chayyadim and argues, well, of course we joined together because since it's oimed to be Matukon, we meant to be joined together. Even though it wasn't effective, but once the tikkun comes takes place, we say, so now we see that we were right, that this was really an act of being joining together. Mishnah Berurah says he disagrees with that. It brings a raya, etc. Fine. So that's more analogous to this case we were discussing before. If the first week that you made this Aruba Chatzeres for the whole year, the mechitzas around the city were down, and the Arab was sitting in the shul where it's not accessible to anybody, so it wasn't effective. So according to Mishnah Berurah, the fact that it's fixed on Shabbos wouldn't solve the problem. Had it been sitting in the high rise building, so then it was effective for those people. So then it's effective. And then later on, when it's fixed the rest of Shabbos, Pasha would be effective for everybody. But if it wasn't effective at all, it wasn't effective at all at the beginning of Shabbos. According to Chayyadim, that case would be okay. Beis. Okay, all the way around. Hoya Kaisel ben Shnechateris, so Erev Kalachas La'atzma. There was a wall in between. Each Chatzar did their own Eruv. And the difference of Kaisel B'Shabbos, the wall fell down on Shabbos. Mutzal Tautu Kol Shabbos, Kolechot B'Chatzar, Afilah, Kleabayas. They're allowed to continue to carry in the Chatzar. Because the Shabbos, it was Mutter, remains Mutter. Of a Chatzar's difference of B'Shabbos, of Shusarabim, or the Carmelis is Osir. It's only mutter because it was nifritz to a another mishnah sayachit. So that will say the sword kibush hutra. But if it's nifritz to a karmelist or to a mishnah sarabim, that's also. Mishnah Berurah zayin kolech lechatzeroi. But after call chotzer nifritz out of the mishnah sarecheres, both each chotzer is nifritz now to the other chotzer. Shem shutof and yachad. Which they have not joined together. Rabbi can nifritz to makam asulah. So we said before, there's a concept of it's nifritz to makam asulah. Even though if it's in and its own, it should be allowed to carry, it's also to carry. But this is a unique case because there's a new element at the beginning of Shabbos. It was working. That both sides could carry. So that remains. Since it is actually Machlokes in the Gemara, whether this works or not, do you say this sort of, do you say Horeb Hutra, Bitchil Shab, Hutra the Chol Shabbos? So we paskin, the Bechara's paskin that we paskin, that we paskin that it's utter. Fine. So the head to the carry, now the carry from one chotzer to the other, kli chotzer, kli which were shavis in the chotzer is not a problem. The problem is the carry kli bayis out into the chotzer. So normally if you had two chotzers which are porous one to the other and they were not married together, you cannot carry any kli bayis out to the chotzer. But over here you could. The yellow kli a chotzer, mutzatat the af mechotzer lechotzer, gam kishenifritz, tol chazeres or shosachas, kiliyabas rejsim and shenayim beis. We look at all the chazeres of the city as one unit, and therefore any kli which is shavus in the chotzer, you're allowed to carry from chotzer to the chotzer. So this whole discussion only is relevant to the kli abayis. But if it's nifritz, the karmel is also shosram, it's also. We don't say the hetzer kimish hutra hutra by case of the Carmelists, which we said about the case of the two chazeres. The shom loy nifritz el chotzer shurishas ayachid kimayu. That's the mitzvah shayachid. Ve'menayim ela shezehu shayachid zehu shalacher. The only problem is ownership. So on the guy we did of ownership, we say hol hutra hutra. It was actually different from Shus Acheres Mamish, the reading by Holba Hutra Hutra, Vine Birloch. So, this idea of Holba Hutra Hutra, yeah. Gimel. So we've had this din in different versions. That you have two chazeres, one wider than the other, and the, one of them, it's the opening is nifritz b'meluo, but the other side is not nifritz b'meluo. So chazer ktana shenifritz kadim shabbos b'meluo l'gdoilo. So far as the Gdol is concerned, it's not a Pirtz, it's a Pesach. It's not Pirtz Pimaloy, because there's walls which continue beyond. It's not an opening of more than 10 Amos, so we're fine. And the Ketana can't use the walls of the Gdol because there's Gifufi sticking out, you know, so they can't use it. More than 3 Tzvachim. So what do you want to do? You have two chazeres next to each other. You have a small one and a larger one. So the larger one has a wall here and a wall here. Small one is totally open. So if they're concerned, they got a problem. As far as they're concerned, they don't have a problem. It's not the whole side. It's not parts of the middle guy. It's not 10 amos.
What, the larger?
Larger one. But we discussed, why don't we say that let the smaller one use the wall of the larger one to matter it? He said, Yenachami, you're right. The case of the smaller one, wall inserted a little bit into the larger one, more than 3 tzvachim, so you cannot use those walls because it's not lovet to those where those walls are. But had it been just open just to the beginning of the walls, we would use the walls of the Gdala to match the Ketana. Well, we had this idea before. Okay, so now the Gdala is fine, and the Ketana is part to be Maloya. It doesn't have any walls, doesn't have a way to use the walls, it's stuck. Gdala Mataris, the Hoytzi Kalim, Sheshav, Subabayas, the Chatzera. So if the Gdala made its own, they made two chazeres. The Gdala made its own. The Ketana made its own. They weren't mechuber before Shabbos. So Gdala made its own eruv. So it wants to take a kalim from their batim into their chazer. That's fine. Ketana sur lahoytzi kalim sheshav subabayis lechazera. But the Ketana cannot bring a kli abayis into its chotzer. Elin Kane, every yachad, unless before Shabbos the two chotzeres had been ma'arv together, there was an access between the two sides, the Ketana Gdola, and they're ma'arv yachad. So now they're ma'arv yachad, so nothing happened. It's fine. This is all talking about a case where the walls of the Ketana extend into the Gedolah. Otherwise, we will use the walls of the Gedolah to match the Ketana. So we discussed this before. There's a concept you can create a din lechi on a mavoi, which is only near b'chutz b'shav b'mifnim. So we're looking at these walls of the gedolah. Is basically that there's a post, which is not visible inside. It's shav b'mifnim, but it's near b'chutz. So that's going to be matter the opening. That's din by lechi.
Well,
please,
love,
you have two of them. To lechayim. Fine. Yud. Shnivrit kadam Shabbos. Nivrit kadam Shabbos. The idum Shabbos. The min and kiim shol shachot. So there'd been a wall in between, and each one was matched to themselves, so the Ketana remains much like we had before. They ran next to each other, there's a wall in between, and the whole wall collapsed. The opening is less than 10. So the Gdela also has a pirtza now. It's more than 10. So both sides have a pirtza. That's not the case. Only one side has a pirtza. Correct. In general, Gdela Materis. So the Lach is the Gdela Materis. To kick Kalim out of their batim into their chotzer. When a ketana yisaris le, the ketana does an aser on the gedola. The hagedola yesh to gifufin, it has these side posts. Welcome pirtzah the kursos shel ketana harehi kepiska. So as far as the gedola is considered, it's like a pesach. It's less than 10 amos, and there's wall of this on both sides. But as far as the ketana is concerned, it's a pirtzah. Okay. So we said Gedolah Muteris came out of their bias into the Chatzur. We already said before, we pass in all of the Chatzurs in the city are one Rishus. You're not to carry from one to the other. Kalim, which were Shavis in the Chatzur to start with. Kalim, which were Shavis in the bias, is what we're discussing. They were Shavis in the bias, and now you want to change them. They have limits. Where's it going? There it is. So the Gadol will take Kalim out to their chotzer if they made their own Erev. If they didn't make an Erev, then they're Osir. The Tanis of Surah, the Rei Kaisel Shalom Nifrit Sabi Melua the Gedola, Shemakim Asula. So the Tanis not allowed to carry to the Gedola, and it's part of Melua to Makim Asur. It makes it Asur, even though it's less than 10 amos. So my case where the Tosek Tana extend into the Gedola. That's Lashon Rashi over there. Just two or three amas he's not sure about. So the main thing is that three tochim is enough. Once in the three tochim, it's not lobin, and the Tana cannot use the walls of the Gedola anymore. Okay. Because that. We have it, and there's a picture of it somewhere on your page. Okay. and they're not near the sides. They're more than three tefachim away from the. They're three tefachim or more away from the sides. Tana Malkam Kenisa is a mechitzas ktana. Mufloga is mekos the erech hagdolah shebetzida. Because if it's not, it's basically just an extension of the gdolah. If it was not extending inwards, so basically the ketana ended by the walls of the gedola. Ha'yisagam a ketana muteris. We came out to the ketana. The alpha gav the shabim ifnim. Even though it's standing inside the ketana, you cannot see any matir. Shemid b'sechu roya kol kos le'erecha shabim shein sham kosel rochba le'peyosea. You don't see that the wall, which is perpendicular to the walls of the chatzar, klum. Have you appeared to bechum and loyal? Reim v'chutz v'sech hakdola nirin lo shiurei kaisel mikan and mikan. There's walls on both sides. V'hanu osa oidev shakdola oidev v'sal katana, and therefore any teres for him. So that those walls which are matzik gedola are also much of the matzik tana, mashe enkin, sebolten, kosik tana. So hagedola, nikar shoyis and shiuri kaisa shagedola, hamedes mechure, pierces a ketana, ain't shayach lo. Those walls of gedola have no shayachas to where the ketana is, because the ketana extends further in. And therefore, there's no way to be matzik.